A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
Shannon.
Yes, sir.
Today on the podcast, we have not one, but two dynamic guests.
Ooh, it's pretty cool.
I know. We have Casey Clapp and Alex Croson of the Science Banter podcast, Completely Arbitrary.
It's so funny.
I love it. Hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Yes.
I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for being here. This is so fun.
This is awesome.
Your podcast is doing so well. It's so good. You guys kind of hit the ground running with instant popularity of people obsessed with trees following you and joining your outdoor cult.
We had the mighty Zephyr of Allie Ward beneath our wings.
Oh, we know what that feels like, so we totally get that. It's so encouraging.
Should we call her our fairy podfather?
Yeah,
that's very accurate.
She's the wind beneath our wings.
Yeah.
And we love her.
The waves beneath our audio.
Exactly.
Aww, that's so good.
Cute. Well, tell everyone a little bit about yourselves. If they don't listen to your podcast yet, they definitely should subscribe. Mm-hmm. You two are both hosts, and your podcast is about trees, but not both of you are tree people. So tell us a little bit about where you both come from and how you got together.
Well, Alex, you want to go first?
I am a musician by hobby and a sort of multimedia editor and creator by trade. And I know not new, I should say new, it's past tense. I knew nothing one about trees, but Casey and I have been friends since high school, roughly.
Approximately. Honestly, I think at that point we were more like acquaintances via other friends. And then it all precipitated after that.
You know what's funny? Casey was sort of like a folk legend to me. Because the only ways I really knew you were like stories that our other friends told me.
Oh, those are the stories I fear the most.
Oh, so when you did meet him, you're like, you're Casey?
Oh my God. Yeah. Or you're like, you're real? It's like the friend that like you hear all the stories, but you're never part of the stories. You're like, that guy's made up. That's not
He's
real.
Folklore. Yeah. This sneaky fucking sprite.
Yeah, he was just flesh and blood like any normal human. Merely
a man.
So wild.
Has made you think.
Woodland creature.
He's an automaton, actually.
Well, let's see. Yeah, so I'm Casey. I'm an arborist, really, by trade. That's where I started doing everything, kind of just was studying trees when I was younger, doing college things, and ended up just taking one class. And basically all they did was talk about trees across Oregon. In fact, I think that was the name of the course. And then everything just came crashing down after that, where I was just like, what? And then like they taught me how to identify some trees. And you know, like when you're taking steps into something and all of a sudden you feel like every single step you're taking is exactly perfect and you knew exactly why and how and where. That's how it felt. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that feels like.
But that sounds amazing.
I mean, yeah, what up, anomaly? Like, that's right? Not real life.
How dare you, fictional creature? I went to forestry in college. Did not feel a single tiny pulling of what you're describing. Oh. I was in fisheries biology and I liked trees more than fish. So
that's weird.
Yeah. No, I wish I would have did what you did. It sounds way cooler.
Well, the funny thing is I was actually studying theater at the time, which was my backup after studying like one course of landscape architecture. And I was like, not my thing. And then I was just doing theater and I was like, okay, let's just go find some other interesting class. And there was literally at the dining table, like in the dining hall, advertisements, like at each one of the tables, like a little A-shaped A-frame piece of paper. It was like, do you want to learn about trees? And I was like, yeah. And this is at the University of Oregon. So everyone's like,
it was a literal sign.
Yeah, quite literally. So I took it and then just loved it.
In an alternate universe, Casey, where you pursued acting instead of trees, we could have a podcast about movies. Do you know how much this breaks my heart? Alex,
I'm so sorry.
Listen, it wasn't going to be easy on you, Alex.
What would that podcast have been called, though? I mean, you need to find a name for it.
Completely arbitrary is
it's too good.
My favorite name of any podcast now. Because I love I love a play on words. It's smart and it's like straight to the point.
Casey's dying. I am dying because Alex and I go back and forth on this all the time.
Why?
Some days. Well, because we both like are kind of, as soon as we put it out, I mean, like the moment we published something, we got puns just riddled back to us. Every single person who did like one review or like one comment tried to throw as many tree puns in their single sentences.
You're barking up the right tree if you listen to these guys on their podcast.
I thought I would just leaf a positive review for this podcast.
I've been pining for audio this good.
You got it.
That was it. And we were just like, oh my God.
Conan, get it.
I didn't know that it was going to be like a green light. Yeah. For all of these punny people. And then, you know, I'm doing it ironically, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it hurts your soul a little bit. You're like, this is not what I wanted.
Listen, I started wearing leopard print ironically, maybe 15, 20 years ago, because I was like, it's leopard. That's hilarious. I'm not a leopard print person.
Now she's
pegging. And the other day I put on my leopard Nike slips with my leopard pants and grabbed my leopard cardigan while I looked at my leopard roller skates and was like, who are you?
This isn't
irony anymore. This is who you are. So Alex, sage advice from the future. This is who you are now, man.
This
is the path you've chosen, and it's lined with forest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's an LA on either side. You did it, Alex.
By the way, that outfit sounds awesome.
I looked really good. I don't want to brag on myself. Yeah,
that sounds great.
Killing the game.
Yeah. It'd be a wasted outfit. I'm naked and afraid, which is where that outfit belongs.
But take it off and go. Bye.
Well, needless to say, thank you very much for the compliment, because I don't want to skip over that, because I want to make sure that we do say thank you, because also as soon as we did it, we're like, that was pretty good. I mean, of all,
it was pretty good.
If we had to pick a pun, that's a pretty good pun. It's not, you know, forgive me, we're pining over trees or something like that.
No.
Like, we had to at least sit down and think for like maybe 10 minutes.
It's so good. It's just a no-brainer. I just really like
it's so good. Yeah. And we like heartily love puns. Mm-hmm. We love a solid dad joke. We like a joke that makes you laugh and then shake your head like, I fucking hate
that's
you.
My favorite.
I hate that you made me laugh. I hate that I love this so much. And we love sharing them with our people. And our people are definitely the ones that like give it back to us. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh yeah, have you heard this one? I'm like, yes, bring it on.
Yes, more. Please.
Yeah.
There was an event actually up in Seattle that when I lived there, I can't remember which brewery it was, but they had an event where you just basically go up and you'd have like a pun off for like a minute. They'd give you a theme and then you'd have to talk and like just make a pun. Then it would go to the other person. And if you couldn't come up with it, you'd lose. And then they would just do a bracket style thing.
It'd be like last man standing would be me and Shannon, and everyone would have left and we would have still been going back and forth. Right. And we'd be like, split the prize. We hate you.
Right.
We have a migraine.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
They're like, we have to close the bar, you guys. You got to go home, please.
You guys both win.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not smart.
Yeah.
And when I say like we're street smart, like that's what I mean.
you're pun smart. That's the streets I want to live on.
If a dad repeats my joke later and somebody tells me that their dad recycled my joke, I'm winning at life. That's the kind of joke.
The highest honor.
Right? And I'm like,
it's a blue ribbon right there.
It does feel pretty good, yeah.
It if embarrasses several teenagers also, that's like, just trophy.
If cooler people than me walk out of the room, I'm like, mm-hmm. I just did this room a favor.
Nailed it. Sucker.
Nailed it. That's a good show for puns.
Right?
Yeah.
So do we want to talk about how we met this duo, Shannon? Do you want to kick us off? And we'll start with Casey.
We did a little outdoor adult camp, which was so fucking fun. I cannot wait to do it again.
Campologies Day Camp.
Yeah. Campologies, and we did it right. Like, it was legit. But we had our two token scientists. I'll be honest, out of all the scientists, I'm glad it was you two, because the best company. And it was perfect pairing, because we had melittology and dendrology. So it was
exactly
trees and trees, right? Y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bees and trees.
And it happened to be that we were also both from the Portland area, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is totally perfect. I think it solidified all of our friendships too, because like we still hang out with Mandy all the time too. It's great.
I just talked to her today. She was our episode one.
That's great.
Oh, so good.
It was sweet as honey. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Oh, there it is. We heard it.
Oh, yeah,
it's pretty great.
Alex just rolled his eyes.
Good. I heard it. We're really selling it.
So Campologies was really fun. Yes. And we played games and we had craft stations. And Casey, you took our group on a walking tour of little forest paths. Mm-hmm. And you told everyone about trees and you showed them all kinds of stuff. They came from all over. Like, people flew in from other states.
Oh my God. Vermont?
Yes.
It was.
Seriously?
Yes.
A guy rode his motorcycle from Texas?
Yes.
Like,
no kidding.
We are not that cool. It is ologies.
Nah, basic lunch, like camp style lunch. Everyone got shirts. The counselors got their own color shirts. And it was run by all the ology gals. Mm-hmm. And it was so much freaking fun. And it rained a little bit for like a half second. That was fun. Perfect.
Not even enough to even remember. It was a dry rain.
No, but what I do remember, Casey, is how competitive you get when you play games.
Hey,
I forgot.
You were just snatching. You were yelling at your team. You're having a great time. And I was like, Casey,
all positive yelling, right? It wasn't mean, was it?
No, you're like team captain, but you're like, you are driven enough.
We did like foot race games where I was like, go, go, go. And then we played this really fucking fun game. And it's like, I'll never forget it, but it was like a hula hoop circle type game where you like, stepped, you're trying to like hop the hoops and you meet the other teammate and like you had to do something and that teammate was like out and you're like going against the other team.
But every time,
rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
And every time two ologites met in the middle, they would hug before they rock, paper, scissors. And it was like the sweetest competition ever. And then we'd had some like egg throwing.
I know.
And
I remember the egg throwing. We were
stuff.
So close.
Oh, so
it was very. See, you remember because you were so close. You are competitive. Yeah. You were absolutely, like winner, winner. Yeah. And then everyone got little wood slices like at camp and could put beads on them and decorate them and have their names.
I actually think I wore that shirt just like 2 days ago.
Yay!
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I designed that shirt. I got so excited to do bees and trees all over a camp shirt and I made it crazy. And then if you notice the compass on it, instead of directional, it just spells Ward. So it's WARD instead of Southwest.
I can't believe that.
It's an Easter egg.
We took our Girl Scout dreams and turned it into adult activities. And then also, that's where my kid goes to camp. So,
so it was her playground.
It was like perfect. To be clear, I was there dropping him off today, looking at the trees and being like, oh my God, we get to interview Casey tonight. It was so fun. Parallel universe moment where I was like, ooh, I'm at camp. Ooh, this is so creepy. It's so fun. And my kids at camp looking at me like, get the hell out of here. This is like, my camp.
You need to go, okay?
Yeah.
Really, I love it. So we were instant fans of the podcast. As soon as you guys started it, we were like, Casey has a podcast. It's so exciting. And then I get a message on Instagram from Alex, who just wrote under the podcast name. So my brain, it corresponded with Casey. So I wrote back like it was Casey. And he was like, no, this is Alex. Right. And I was like, I've met Casey, so it's very weird that you're writing me, like stranger to stranger. And you had seen some artwork and you were like, hey, you want to do artwork for our podcast? I was like, hell yeah.
Yes.
But also, tell Casey what's up. Like, this is so weird. So it was like complete fate that we met over the internet. Yeah, independently from Casey and Ologies and the podcast. It was like,
yeah. Well, as soon as Alex did that, I was just like, oh, it's a fantastic idea. But I had also forgotten that you guys like ran the merch for Ologies.
Oh, yeah.
that escaped my mind. And so he was like, yeah, I reached out to the Ologies person for the merch, like for, you know, this whole thing that Alex and I were looking to start. And I was like, oh, cool. What'd they say? And then dropped your name. And I was like, oh, I totally met these people. Okay.
I
forgot how small the world was.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I will say that scenario of me on the Arbitrary Pod Instagram, like DMing with somebody and then thinking I'm Casey is
not the first time.
I mean, so common. And I have to break it. I feel like I'm impersonating
you're like, womp,
you or something.
Womp, it's just me. Like,
by the way, sorry, this is Alex.
Oh my God.
No, I was just really excited because it made me go like, oh, well, that's super crazy. Like,
yeah.
I've never met you. So this is really cool that you hit me up. It made it feel more like, as an artist, I felt like it was more genuine even because
then
like
Casey had done it.
Well, no, because it's more genuine that like someone who's never met me in real life saw the artwork and the artwork spoke to something in them. Yes. And then they reached out based on my artwork. It made me go, that's really cool.
Oh my gosh,
most people reach out because of who I am.
Oh, Jesus.
Just kidding.
When I forget that I'm messaging someone.
I do it on the wrong account all the time.
I do it on the wrong account. I'll do the Instagram version of a cold call to try to get a guest on, and I'm doing it from my food page. And I'm like, but ignore all my tasty dishes and go look at my podcast. What the fuck? It has nothing to do with food. I look like a lunatic.
Like, are you hungry now? Because we're
funny.
I'm
thirsty.
We're funny and
thirsty. Are you hungry? Because I'm starving for attention. You're welcome. I don't know. We're lunatics and I just like to own it if I'm being crazy and instead of them thinking, was that Bonnie or Shannon that was being really weird?
I don't know whose account I'm on when I'm replying to stories. So just like respond to like some of our close friends that we follow on there and we'll all respond with like a really positive, like you go girl type thing. And then later I look at it and I was like, oh, we sent it from the podcast. Like
it could be any of us. Yeah. Like, everyone.
Literally anyone.
We're both cheerleaders. It's fine. No
we're championing people.
Well, see, that's the important thing. That way, if you guys can just meld your whole thing together, I think that works out perfectly well. That way, everyone's like, they're both great. I don't know who it is, but they're just both delightful.
Oh, you said great. I thought you were going to say they're both crazy.
They're both crazy.
We're a sister goulash, and it's delicious.
Question
mark. I like that question mark at the end there. And it tastes good.
A little salty, but I like it.
Is sister goulash on your food page? As well as one of your dishes?
Made with real sisters. Gross.
Wow.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh my God.
It's grotesque, but I'm interested.
Oh, yeah. I have to say, I'd probably try it. I would.
just a
small
taste.
Bowl, a cup.
Yeah,
just a sample of sister
just
soup.
Like. But then I fear that it's going to be like once you get the taste, you're going to need it all the time. Like,
I watched
this episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I know what happens.
If you eat it too much, it turns bitter. Normal.
I'm dying now, you guys.
You want to jump into questions?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Oh, my eyes are watering. That's
funny. You guys are making our whole week right now. This is so fun.
My cheeks don't normally hurt
this
bad.
This is perfect.
For this early in the podcast.
Oh, it's super fun. Oh, so you guys are in your individual homes, right?
Yes, but we did a recording earlier today, and then Alex was like, "Casey, get out of here. We got to make sure the sound's right because he's a perfectionist in every regard."
He
was literally like, "It'll be better if you just go home." And I was like, okay.
No, it's because he got the email that says like, "No pants, no problem." He's like, "Get out of here.
I don't want to wear pants."
Yeah.
I'm not passing up that opportunity.
They said no pants. Get out.
You know I wouldn't want to take that away from anybody.
Although Casey would be completely fine.
Yeah, man,
I think,
take your
with
pants
me.
Off.
Yeah, I'd probably have my pants off first, honestly. I'd be like, well, it sounds good. There's no pants.
It'd be funny if you guys recorded your episode and then immediately were like, oh, it's almost 7 o'clock. And then they both took off your pants.
They're both just Donald Duckin around the house. Like, no big deal.
Bonald Buckin is what I call it at my house.
Bonald Buckin.
It's just t-shirt only. Let's do the thing.
That's terrible.
It's comfortable. It's been hot.
It's comfortable.
It's been real hot. Do you want to jump in first with a question?
Yes.
How's about it?
Okay, let's see. We're just going to ask you some way back throwback questions to make you think about your childhood in a positive way, hopefully.
Tingle the brain full.
Yeah, a little bit.
Excellent.
Was there anything you remember having to save your allowance for just because you had to have it?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It was a Haro BMX. That was the brand. I don't even know if they're still around. H-A-R-O bikes.
Nice.
And I remember my friend Joey, my good best friend, he had a Schwinn bike. And I was like, oh, man, that's so cool. I really want to get a cool bike. And then at Zoomies, they had Haros. And I was like, I'm going to buy that bike. And
Zoomies,
I think it was Zoomies. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Zoomies had weird shit. I liked it.
They totally did. And so I was just like, I gotta save up all my money. And that was when I was like much better at it than I was now and would work for my neighbor. I would get $15 to mow her lawn, five for the front and 10 for the back. And then I would just do that.
That's the way it should
weeks.
Be.
Yeah.
Always charge more for the back, everybody.
Always charge more.
That's just good.
I was just going to say, how big was the back end? And then that also goes, like, sounds like she had a pretty large back end.
Yeah, yeah. It was on a cul-de-sac.
Oh.
Ooh, and you know what that means.
It was great. I ended up doing it, though. Saved all the money. Ended up getting my bike. It was cool for a little while. Got it stolen my first year in college.
Oh,
it's okay.
No.
Casey.
It was my second year. But I graduated that same year to my current bike, which I actually, ironically, when I was in college, I was like, Mom, can you buy this bike for me?
You saved up for the first one. You're like, that didn't work out, so I'm going to need you to invest in me. I didn't ask you for a car.
That was literally what I said. I was like, I don't want a car. I want a $250 bike. And she was I don't care. Yes.
Oh
yeah, she was a
that's a good
mama.
She's
clap.
A delight. That's it.
Oh, mama clap. Should give a round of applause for mama clap.
There you go. Anyway, that's what I came up with.
Oh.
What do you got, Alex? What'd you save for?
You know, I wasn't an allowance kid. We didn't get allowances. Not that we were deprived, but it was like. Allowances were
I had to work for mine too, so I guess that's true.
We were wheeling and dealing.
Right. We were selling flower water to the neighbors.
Calling it perfume.
Honest.
We stole their flowers, made perfume,
sold it back to them,
and then sold it back to them.
That's so smart.
I believe that's called capitalism, yeah.
Right.
I wasn't a hardworking child, I guess.
You were going to say con artist, and you would have been right, and that is okay.
No, yeah, like, allowances were, like, seemed like a Disney Channel kid thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They were always getting allowances in those Disney movies.
That is so true. Chores are what you do because you get to live here.
Yeah.
Totally.
You're cleaning up
after
yourself.
I was really good at cleaning out the dishwasher.
That's good.
Yeah.
We didn't have dishwashers. We were dishwashers, and we joked that our mom had four kids because there's 4 weeks in the month.
Mm-hmm.
And so each kid got a week of dishes. It was whose week was it? So
I hate dishes.
That's some good spin.
It's
beautiful. I enjoy it because I get to reflect.
Gross.
You know?
I hate it.
I made a deal with myself years ago, and it holds steady to this day. When you're doing dishes and you put a little soap on the sponge, you put the little soap back, if in that process a bubble sneaks out and floats by, I don't care if you're mad doing the dishes. I don't care if you're just like having a bad day. You have to stop
and
just
admire the bubble.
Well, just the wonder and the majesty of this magic little moment. And then I always tell myself, like, it's a reminder to just stop and be like, chill out. Bubbles.
Okay, that's really cute.
And I do it to this day.
The vision I have right now is of Forrest Gump at the very end of the movie when he opens the book and like watches the feather fly away. That's exactly what I'm seeing, where you just have this moment of like,
Yes. And it feels so good.
I read a book. I can't remember what it was called, but it was on meditation. And, it might have been the Four Agreements, actually. And in the book, they were like, you know, meditation is important. Anything can be a meditation. It had a list of things that can be a meditation. You know, brushing your teeth can be a meditation. You know,
so anytime taking time out to like, change your mindset.
Right. And be present and enjoy the process. And doing the dishes was on there. And ever since I read that, like I've really enjoyed doing my dishes.
Yeah. I feel like you people are crazy.
The water super
I'm gonna
hot.
Be really honest. With
I love the feeling of like perfect water on my hands, and I love like the final like wiping because I'm a water buffalo. I get water everywhere, but like the final wiping down of the countertops to where they're like shining with the window light, and I'm like. You look so clean.
Perfect. See, you could tell I like watering my yard a lot better than I like doing the dishes.
I do like watering the garden now. That's cathartic. Me time I've decided. Yeah. Shannon's a grower. I'm a shower.
It's so weird. I knew that was going to be weird.
I just went with
Casey
it.
And I have the same dynamic.
Who's who? We won't tell.
Yeah. I never
know. Oh, God.
That's private information.
So Shannon has an immaculate garden, and I'm no Shan. Oh, so I took my little black thumb, and for the past 2 years, I've like grown a few things.
Nice. And eaten squash.
Oh my God, I'm a squash farmer this year. I've literally eaten squash from my garden every single day for like the past week and a half.
Oh, that's incredible.
That's my new meditation where I'm like, sup, little patty pan?
Do you talk to them?
You want some butter?
Yeah.
Squash, oh my God. And they're like, I want some butter. And I'm like, get my belly. It's a really fun time. But Alex, what were you saving up for when you did have a shred of money?
We totally got derailed.
We were talking about chores.
I think it was my fault. I do this constantly.
It's okay.
I did it. I got weird.
If I had any amount of money as a preteen, which is when I started having money that I could like spend, you know, 100% of my profits were going toward Magic the Gathering cards.
I was going to guess candy because I spent all my money on candy. Oh, I was like, I hope he like went and spent all of his $5 on weird candy like I did.
No, just booster packs.
Magic the Gathering cards. Shut up.
You know, that all makes sense.
Do you still have any?
No. Well, this is the irony, possibly, or the serendipity. I'm getting back into Magic right now.
As one does.
My friend owns a game store, Cloud Cap Games. Shout out.
Cool. What's up?
Oh, they're going to go crazy local. With local business.
Oh,
I hope they do. They've already gotten apparently some from our show.
You talk about the game store multiple times.
Yeah. One of the guys who works there, who co-owns the shop, is named Alex. And people come in and say, is Alex here? And he says, yes. And they think that he is me. And he's had to like tell people that he's not me.
And they think he's lying. They want an autograph.
No, he's in the back counting his Magic the Gathering cards behind the red curtain.
Sorry, we're in a game. Get out of here, loser.
This man hunched over the card table in the back room. That's what you're looking for.
So do you have any original cards whatsoever? No. Did you lose them in the mix? And every time you play, you're like, man, I wish I still had my original cards also.
Yeah, like those are probably worth some money now, but those are all gone. Those are all long, long, long gone. I don't know where they are, but they're not here.
Did you do something cool with them? Like sell them or like get trade them away? Honestly, you've now used up my extended the knowledge that I have of Magic the Gathering.
I could teach you that.
New podcast.
Or trade.
Alex teaches Casey about Magic the Gathering. Spinoff.
I don't know that much, unfortunately. Not as much as Casey knows about trees. I don't know where those are. Garage sale, possibly? The dumpster?
No, okay. All right.
I stole a bunch of Magic the Gathering cards from an ex because he cherished that. He was a douchery.
Does that give you negative mana?
Yeah.
If you do that, is there mana in Magic the Gathering?
There is, yes. Yeah.
Look at you. She acts like she doesn't know.
I just guessed. I don't know.
Using the very scholarly pronunciation of mana instead of mana, which is the plea. Right? Yeah, that's good. That's
I heard
great.
A nerd say it, so I just
touched. He's like, remember this forever.
That was perfect.
Noriko Ott, I heard you say it on What's More Metal. That's how I know.
Nerd. We love nerds. They're our favorite. I stole like a little box. I left the box. It was like a vintage cigar box that his grandpa gave him. So I'm not heartless. But
wait, you pillaged a dude's cards because he was a dickbag?
He cheated on me like a whole bunch of times.
You deserved all that mana.
I think
for sure.
So I took it, and then he had some like gold foil ass card. That's probably like worth a lot of money. But what I did was I gave them to the neighbor kid.
Oh, nice.
Because he was really like, he was a sweet 10-year-old
kid. That just feels
really
like it's paying it forward.
Yeah, that's a Robin Hood situation.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got my own back right now.
If only that was you, Alex.
No, right. Kept that.
Only you are the 10-year-old boy. Only you are so lucky.
What a twist.
Twist. It was you all along. Oh, God, that'd be so fun. Okay, so my question, we can pair it with Casey's bike story because now I feel like I need to hear more. But when we were youths, we were all about roller skating. And then later in life, the bike gang happened when I kind of hung out with my brother and Shannon was like too cool to roller skate with me anymore. So we did bike gang. And then after that, when I was in high school, I was a complete skater poser.
Nice.
Carried around the skateboard, had the bottom locker for the skateboard, could ollie. And that's about it. But I hung out at skate parks all the time. And like, you know, it was really cool. But what cool ass transportation were you guys into when you had kid bods?
Kid bods. That is.
Did you just picture yourself and then picture yourself as a child?
Yeah, I'm so depressed now. My fucking broke ass back. I was so limber. My God.
Oh, so limber.
I was so limber.
Oh my God. I could sit crossed on the floor for hours.
Yeah. Did you guys have like, what are those fucking shoes called that I hate? Wheelies?
Oh, wheelies.
Did you have razors?
Heelys. Yeah, that's right.
Razor scooters. Like, see, you guys are a little bit younger than me.
I'm a dinosaur, so.
And I feel like razor scooters were a thing.
Born in the prehistoric age.
We had to wheel our own bikes when I was a child.
We had to mine the ore ourselves.
Yeah, what were you getting around on, Casey?
Yeah, so I have always been a bike person. Two wheels was always what it was. From the very beginning, I remember we lived at a dead-end street, and we could only go like past our neighbor's house. And then one day, like, I have a distinct memory of my sister being like, hey, guess what? We can go this far now. And I was like, how far? What? And I was just sitting there, like, right at our driveway. And it's a little dead-end street. Like, it was maybe like 200 yards long to the end of the street. And I remember sitting there and just watching her just keep going and going and going, and I was just like, oh, you can go all the way to the end of the street.
Sweet. Oh my god.
And, I would just fly down. You were on 17. This little bike. Yeah, I was 17. She was 19. And I was like, thanks mom, I feel free now.
Mama clap.
Training wheels came off.
Oh yeah, training wheels, they were off so fast. I was just cruising. And then after that, I saved up and I got my cool bike and I started riding that around and meeting my friends all over the place. And then there was like a little bit of time in like, I think middle school, where we got like the knockoff razor, because razors were way too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, my goodness.
We were not fancy.
I have a question about the knockoff.
Oh yeah.
Did it hurt your ankles as much as the original?
I don't think so. I don't remember it.
I feel like the original was heavier because we had cool. I won't name their names because I think they listen and I don't want to wealth shame them from our poverty stricken youth.
Do it.
They had divorced parents who were vying for their attention. So they got cool shit. That's be honest.
Oh,
so
sure, okay.
They had the mom that would buy them the really cool heavy razor scooters. Mm-hmm. But then some of the other kids on the street had the other ones that were more lightweight, like aluminum. Mm-hmm. They didn't break your ankles as much. Yeah.
I think this one was aluminum for sure. Yeah. Nice.
Those heavy ones, man, fuck that. I'm sorry.
I think when razor scooters came out, I was like already too tall.
I think that's why.
So it's like a giant child anyway.
Up high enough.
Yeah, you had to like hunch over, and I'm not comfortable with my own balance regularly.
Yeah.
I'm very clumsy.
Yeah.
So the fact that I, as an adult, own two pairs of roller skates now, thank you, pandemic, is crazy because like my center of gravity sucks. And then also I'm like really far away from the ground. So I don't know.
Yeah, they give you like a lot of height, don't they?
Yeah.
Like 5 more inches. So I'm like over 6 foot in them.
Jeez. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, falling down as a tall person is like a process.
You're really in that moment. It's like a slow motion fall.
Yep, yeah.
And you're really just focused on like what old bones are going to, like which part of me is going to hurt. It's going to be a part. It's going to hurt a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like you land more strategic than when you were young.
I felt
like
out
time. Of a trampoline.
Yes.
I was cleaning it out for my son. And then I went to crawl out of it and I tripped because it has netting around it for ironically safety. And I tripped and fell out. I was like an Olympic athlete the way I turned my body to land on the fattest part of it because it would hurt.
Was it your butt?
Absolutely. my ass hip situation. And I was like, no elbows or knees, please. I need those.
Yeah. My wrists are my money makers.
Yeah. It's just a tuck and roll kind of thing.
It was on a hill.
Wow.
You went for a whiz.
Yeah.
Butt and roll.
And then I looked around to make sure nobody saw it and nobody did. And that's fine. Yeah.
That's exactly. When I get hurt the most is when I have an audience.
Yeah. Oh, obviously. Well, it's because it hurts not only like emotionally, there's a psychological and like a wow. Like actually, Alex in our last show described it as a chemical pain versus an actual pain where
or psychological pain.
Yeah. We decided that the chemicals were psychological, but I think, yeah, you're totally right.
That when you hurt your pride, it releases all the cortisol. Yeah. So you're like, it starts extra. Like,
oh, now I can't move.
I've never laughed so hard than at hurting myself in a group of people though, and I'm usually the one to do it.
It's the trauma memories too, so you really hang on to the memories of hurting yourself more. Like for instance, hey Shannon, slip and slide. I hurt myself so hard on a slip and slide, like in front of an audience. I bounced but didn't go anywhere.
She
I was an adult. Tis the season's for slip and slide horror stories.
True.
Our backyard was really nicely flat, but at a little bit of an incline. So like the water flow was nice. There were children that were doing this as well. she went, basically did a thing where my dad was watching and she was like, watch this, like a kid. And then
I was an adult.
Right. And she ran, she did a little hustle up run and then really went for it. But then she just leaped straight out like Superman and then fell immediately onto her tummy onto the hard wet slip and slide, but then like inched a little bit down. It was a real squeaker of damage just down a little bit, and I think it knocked the wind out of her gave you a round of applause.
He did, like,
the only person
I was looking him in the eyes, you guys. He was on the bottom floor of a split level. There was a porch above him. So on the main level of the house, a porch that you came down to get to this grassy knoll and
the grassy knoll.
Windows.
He had the perfect view.
So he couldn't see while I was running. But once I descended past below porch, I made eye contact with him because, again, let's reference, watch this. Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad. Looks out the window real fast.
Right. Oh, he was just waiting. Watching all of us the whole time. He had elbows up and was waiting for a show.
He knew what was happening.
Yes, and I made full-on eye contact with my dad while I body slammed a wet tarp area and just didn't go anywhere, and then was mortified. Yeah. And
she rolled off of it. Because of the wind being
knocked the wind out of myself.
Right.
And then the hose was just going at me. So I was like drowning, like not moving. Like,
I know. And you always get that like guttural sound when your air gets knocked
out. That's the sound. The sound was pretty much like, as I hit. It was so bad. Yeah. And my dad is laughing in my face. Just breathe. While he's like, choking. And then so I couldn't breathe. But then for like 3 days, I couldn't like breathe. Normally, because I bruised my ribs.
You had a tummy bruise.
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm really too old to slip and slide. And then, like, maybe like 3 years ago, I had friends that were like, hey, we're going to have a slip and slide party at this park. Should like, come. And I was like, can I bring like an inner tube thing? Like, I wanted the thrill, but I didn't want to ever experience that pain again.
It's the worst. You know, at some point, the circle thing, I guess, is just a tube. It's the word we're looking for. Just, you know what? Yeah, I'm like, I'll take it every time. Like swimming these days? Yeah.
I need a full bottom tube at this point.
Bonnie wants a boat.
Well, I just need to be protected from myself.
Need to take a skiff down the water slide.
Alex, were you in any gangs? What was your transportation?
Were you in any gangs?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Did you rollerblade at all? What were you doing with your kid bod?
All of my... See, this is the tragic part. All of my experiences with any sort of like physical activity just ended in injury.
Same.
You're clumsy too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I have scars and bruises forever from.
We still have gravel under our knees.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm now 6'2" and I just fall everywhere I go. I'm banging my shins into things.
Yeah. How do you feel about doorways? Don't they always just move on you when you go around a corner?
Yeah. A few weekends ago, I visited a friend and like his house had a set of stairs with a banister at the bottom.
Oh. Yeah.
And I like ran to the kitchen for something.
Why were you running at this age? How dare you?
Move slowly, friend.
It was a goulash.
Pizza showed up or something and I was...
Food motivated. I hear this.
I was food motivated. Yes. That's right. Yep. And I slammed my hip into the banister and it was like the worst fucking pain I've ever felt. And I, you know, it was like kind of laughing, but also crying. Absolutely.
Thinking about the bruise.
Yes, absolutely.
And the pride dripping down your spine. Yes. You're like, well, there it goes.
That hot white shame.
I won't get it back again.
And then coming back from the kitchen, I did it.
I
went back into the living room, and then I went back to the kitchen for something slower and did the exact same damn thing and hit myself in the exact same spot. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like with intent.
Yes.
Just got to remember not to do this.
had a bruise on a bruise. It was terrible.
Oh my gosh.
That to me is the worst part, because you inevitably like hit it again, and the bruise on the bruise is just like twice as bad. Like, yes. It lasts so much longer. I'm just like, why?
And the first time my friend was sympathetic, he was, oh man, that sucks. But like,
and the second time he's like, seriously, man.
Yeah, I remember the look on his face. It was just like, oh, okay, what? How?
I didn't know my phone was a little dumb. I get that look all the time. I will full on text somebody and be like, oh, can you believe what I did? It's like my friend from fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And she just, hi, Mary. She simply says, well, I'm not at all surprised because it was you.
Oh, God.
We're checking the right angle of a coffee table using the measurement of a pinky toe.
Yeah. Oh,
that's like, oh, God. That's what those are for, right? Yeah. It's just those pinky toes are there to check all the corners.
Yeah. Only thing I've ever used mine for.
They're like cat's whiskers.
Giants. We're just, we're just clipping toes all day.
Well, no, you're like 6'2" now, Alex. So like
running down halls.
If
and
you
whatnot.
Started out clumsy like I did, it doesn't get better with growth.
No. And I have, I just have more body to hurt, really.
It just looks funnier the older we get. That's really all it is. Yeah.
That's the best you can hope for.
I was probably 8 or 7, and I begged my parents for rollerblades for Christmas.
Oh, how'd that go?
I got them, and the first thing I did was, we lived in a cul-de-sac, and all of my neighbors had really steep driveways. Mm-hmm. So I went I went to the top of, because obviously I thought I was going to be naturally really talented at rollerblading.
Of course, yeah.
I went to the top of Marsha Roberts' driveway and busted my ass in 2 seconds.
You found the one stone on her pristine driveway.
Yeah.
You know, whatever happened to old Marsha Roberts?
And boy, did that hurt. Yeah, I think I like bruised my, that was the first bruising of the tailbone.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah!
That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Did either of you have a favorite board game or card game? I know we talked about Mana and Magic the Gathering. Mm-hmm. Board game, like I'm talking classics, or like card game I included because Uno is the shit.
I see.
And then also, what was your gaming style? Were you like the competitive? I was a cheater. I was a table flipping Monopoly asshole.
Wow. So
I'm out for blood and I'll take money.
And I read the rules to everyone in the room. And if they're not paying attention, I'm like, I'm not going to repeat these for you. So I need you to pay attention right now.
Yeah.
I don't allow cheating.
Good move. I think that sounds like a fair reason to flip a board.
That's just good sense.
I just don't like losing.
I'm going to let Alex go first on this one because he's got probably some good back pocket games there.
Thanks, Casey. So I'm really into board games and card games always, but as a child, like before like the modern age of cool, like interesting board games, actually my mother taught me a card game that we played a lot. I was very much a Buster Bluth type. It's called Kings in the Corner. I don't know. Have you guys
heard of that? Kings game. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
We played just a shit ton of that. And then like Phase 10 or Skip-Bo.
Oh my God. Skip-Bo and Phase 10.
Yeah.
Like in my early 20s, we like turned it into a drinking game. Yes. And we would literally play until like people around us were like falling asleep at game night. And it would be like me and one other person were like cutthroat on it. Yeah. Just slapping fucking cards down and reshuffling that we'd run out of cards so many times. Those games are so addicting.
Yeah.
That was a classic game. I love Skip-Bo.
I love Skip-Bo a lot.
Skip-Bo's good.
Did you guys ever play Moncala?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Moncala. Only on the computer, right? Isn't that the one with
No, it's the wooden board.
Come on, Casey. It's a wood board.
Oh,
come on.
Casey.
It's made out of trees, Casey.
Anyway, this was such a good interview,
with
you guys.
Casey's got to go. Casey, I think you're thinking of Mahjong.
Oh,
that's it. That's
yeah, Mahjong is the card. But Moncala is the wooden board that is like scooped out, like you could put like a deviled egg in it.
Yes.
And then it's got like those little marbles for like fish tanks.
They're like little shiny gems.
And you just like scoop and like drop, and you're trying to like ditch them on the opposite end board.
Yeah.
And that can get cutthroat too.
Yeah. I like that game too. That was harder to cheat though. So,
oh my God.
I didn't cheat everything.
You just keep that marble really in your sleeve and
right
at the end.
Really give a stick it to him. I collected a bunch of old board games. The irony is my kid has zero interest in board games. He just likes to stim out. So I can't even cheat at board games with him. So it's fucking weird.
Damn it.
Oh, I can't even teach him to cheat.
I can't even teach him to really fuck
his friends over it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not doing that.
No, but we got like Battleship and Mastermind was my favorite one. Mastermind. I have a pristine garage sale find of Mastermind, and the box was sealed still. And I was like,
I don't ever think I played Mastermind.
Oh my God, we're going to play it after this episode.
No. It looks
awesome. I'm pretty serious. I'm booked. It's literally, this is the dorkiest game.
It's like Battleship, but not.
It's less fun than Battleship.
Is it like Minesweeper on the computer that nobody knew how to play it?
No, like but that's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Mastermind, there's a little area where one person can set up, I think it's 5. You pick from colored pegs and you make your own pattern. And then the person has to guess with colored pegs what your pattern is.
Oh, so it's like a psychic game.
It's,
like you're seeing
if
you're
literally,
psychic.
You're just picking like a game of chance. 5 colors and then they are systematically guessing until they get some right.
Do you have multiple tries?
You have like 30 tries. Picture how boring that is. You just have to guess what your friend thought about first. For 30 tries and maybe get it right.
And they're like, no.
And they could just lie too, right? Like if you had a shitty friend, they could just lie, right?
Or you could be Shannon, who's a cheater. And she's like,
I didn't cheat at this.
Psych.
I just always like to be the person that got to tell you whether or not you were right or not. That's the control freak part. Guess 100 times. The person wins if they get it.
Yeah, we're definitely not playing that after.
But it's great.
Why would I?
I don't know. I like horrible games.
Why would I do that to myself?
That one sounds like a game I'd skip.
It's pretty awful, but I love it so much. So only crazy people liked it. I think that's what it comes down to. So.
That's fair.
Did you guys ever get down with Pretty Pretty Princess? Do you remember that game?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I played a lot of that with my sister.
Pretty Pretty Princess was bomb. Mall Madness was dope. Not Mall Madness, the one that has the fake pimples. Ew. Like, you spin what? And it's like, go on a date with Tommy? No, you have to stay home. You have a pimple. And there was literal stickers in the bag where you would stick like red spots on your face.
Oh,
and
wait,
you had to keep them that? On your face.
I'm Googling.
The whole game.
Wow.
So God forbid you have a girl slumber party and like the boys come and knocking on the garage door like dad's asleep. Mm. Oh, the boys are here. And you forget that your stupid faces are covered in these stupid stickers that look like weird, pussy pimples.
Oh, that's... I didn't realize they were quite so gross.
Or was it like Secret Date? Which one was it?
Was
that's
it
wild.
Girl games in the 80s and 90s were completely amazing in the fact that they really pigeonholed girls into be a certain role.
I was going to say, seems very clear.
That's a podcast.
I was comfortable in it. I was like, give me multiple scrunch socks in various neons. Give me plastic dangle jewelry. Give me crimped hair and big old bangs. Like, bring on all the 80s crazy, and then also let's sit around and call on a fake plastic phone
girl
and
talk.
Call Brad. Oh, it's called Girl Talk.
Girl Talk, but there was also God. Dream Phone.
Dream Phone was cool.
I didn't play any of these because your friends were cooler than my friends, I think.
That is a fact.
Oh, burn.
Casey, what was your game of choice?
Yeah, well, so this is the thing. So you guys brought up Minesweeper, and I loved Minesweeper.
You knew how to play?
I got good at it.
Really?
Yeah. You're smart.
Yeah. So you have one square, right? And you have one to the left, one to the right, up and down. Mm-hmm. Then you have four corners. Mm-hmm. The one or the two or the three is saying around here, there's X and
three to this till there's a bomb. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you could like double click on the number or something and it would either like click all the ones that are already obviously not, like it was just a process of elimination, double click on it, they would all go away. Or you could double click on it and it would be like, goo, these ones are still possibilities. And it would like bold them out really fast.
And then it's like sweaty. Like you're like, oh shit.
Well, yeah, at the very end, you're just like, okay. It's going to be left or right. Sometimes it was impossible to tell, and you just had to, like, you know, cut the green wire, cut the blue wire, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's not the game that I would choose. Sorry, I don't want to. I don't mean to.
No, don't choose it because I feel premise. Like anyone who even knows about this game that played it originally, it was like the thing you pulled up in the library or the beginning of computer class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone pulled it up and went click, 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 boom, click, 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 boom. Oh, stupid game. Put it away. So I think you're magical solitaire. Because like no one that I knew like played it. I think my brother played it for a little while. And I think he only played it because I'd get like bored of hanging out in his room.
Well, the true game that I really enjoyed and I still enjoy to this day, like if someone offered it to me, I'd be like, yes, let's do it. Risk. I love Risk.
I love Risk too. That's one game I didn't cheat at. I really did like it.
Yeah, it's one of my top favorites.
Risk is a long game.
Oh yeah, it is
like
a long
Settlers of Catan.
Game.
Like
it's a
you're
project,
like
yeah.
you're
exactly
settling
it's
in.
It's a project.
You have snacks.
Yeah. You also have to you have to be prepared to maybe lose a friend or two for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've one of my friends actually, Alex, you know him. It's Alex Wilson.
Oh wow!
What
potentially to
Alex.
This day is another Alex.
Yeah,
he for years had my name in his phone as Benedict Arnold because I pulled a move where he and I had this agreement. We were like crushing it, and then I decided to like supernova, and if I had just gotten it to like take him over, I would have done it. So I like reneged on my alliance, tried to take him over, and then he was just so mad. I did the classic like supernova out and try to like take over everything, but then you don't, and then all of a sudden everyone rages back through you.
Then that's what you either have to commit to like having it, or you're ready for an onslaught.
Exactly. And he came back and won the entire game and I was just destroyed. And changed his name in his phone. And I learned a lesson that day. So what I did.
You gave him a lust for vengeance is what you did.
Yeah, exactly. We did. We also played a game in high school called Idiot. I don't know. Have you guys ever played Asshole? It's like a little card game.
You tell people that they're assholes?
Yeah, it's very similar.
No.
Well, it's a card game. You have all the cards in the middle, and everyone like you dole out cards. You're looking at them, and you have to put down a four, and the next person has to put down a five. Then the next person has to put down a five or higher, and like just keeps going around in a circle. And if you can't get it, you have to pick them all up. Anyway, we played it like in the cafeteria in the morning before school.
So you're just yelling
every single day,
asshole.
Just to everybody, yeah. Well, whoever lost, they were the asshole. Then
whoever
turned that into a drinking game in college, and Yeah,
that's how I remembered it. We played Asshole and Waterfalls too, which was
Assholes and Waterfalls.
Which is it? Waterfalls is a gross version sounds of a like card
the name
game.
Of our first album.
Assholes and Waterfalls.
Classic.
We're not good at anything.
My sister's goulash.
So you take a 7-Eleven cup, and then everybody has to pour in a splash of what they're drinking.
Graveyard-y.
And then the asshole at the end of the card game has to drink everything that's in that cup, which is fucking disgusting.
That sounds terrible.
Right. That's college was awesome.
Yeah. College rocked.
Yep.
It's great work.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's when you find out how many colors barf can get.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's when you cheat at that card game, or you're the best one at not being the asshole, and you just kind of blend into the scenery so you don't have to drink the weird cup.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's the trick. Exactly.
We're never the blendy ones. Mm-mm. We're always like loud in one respect. Like I'm like shouting, being like, these are the rules, you know? And Shannon, stop stealing cards. And you're like, I'm not stealing cards. And then somehow we end up being the assholes usually.
Hey, you know what? We got that in similarities. I have an extremely hard time blending in. For some reason, every time I hang out in a crowded party, I usually get singled out. I'm a little, you know,
doing something weird. Aren't
you're hard to ignore.
Yeah. I like talking and do things.
You have like a good bubbly personality, but then again, I watched you play games.
Right.
You went from let me tell you about the trees, guys. Come on a walk. You did.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? You better catch this, okay? We're trying to win.
You're doing all right.
All right. I'm going to dive into music a little bit, you guys, because I'm curious.
Excellent.
Alex is like, my sweet spot.
Great.
You're both in high school. It's summertime between freshman, sophomore year, and you're gearing up to go see your three favorite bands at the super cool music festival that's in town. Okay. What bands are you seeing? And style points if you can describe your cool guy festival looks.
Cool guy festival looks.
Yeah, what were you rocking, Frosh Soft?
This is... It's easy and hard at the same time. I wasn't allowed to go to festivals back then.
You weren't allowed to ride your bike past the end of the driveway. No.
Exactly. Yeah. Like very few things have changed.
Okay. It's a fake festival in your mind.
Okay.
Right.
And what were you like? You're allowed to go. What were you listening to? And like, what was your dress like? It's grade 9, 10.
Okay. Yeah. Alex, you take time. I remember distinctly because this was a big transition point in my world.
Oh.
I remember when I was pretty young, I guess. I listened to country music because that's what my mom listened to.
Me too, for a short while.
I think it's very common. In fact, I was singing with my, there's just some song came on and my partner heard and she was like, what? Why do you know this song? And it was something like by Travis Tritt.
Oh, were you guys going Fishing in the Dark?
No.
I sang that song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, right down yonder by the chair. Those songs I know. So I remember, I bet my stepdad, he was like, you're not going to listen to country music by the time you're 15. And I was like, yeah, right. Bet you $5. And he's like, all right, you got it. And so this is about the time that I was turning 15. And I distinctly remember being like, yeah, he totally won that bet. Somewhere in that corresponding time period, I went from listening to the classic 90s, early aughts, not even early aughts, just the classic 90s country to listening to metal, full on.
That's a real
honest transition.
In our town, there was two stations that you listened to, and it was country or rock station that played like Metallica and Pantera. And so you're like one or the other. And if you were a dude with a truck, you were both.
I was the dude with the truck and I was phasing that out quick. And I think the bands at the time were Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. That was, in fact, my sister went to the Warp Tour, the festival, because I wasn't allowed. And she went and then brought back a demo CD. And I remember listening to the demo CD and being like, oh, sick. This one rocks. And it was Avenged Sevenfold. And I had to go to Hot Topic in the mall.
Oh, did you cover your room in bats? Where you're like, yes, I'm into bats.
No. I wish I was cool. I got on their street team though. Yeah, I doled out their cards to be like,
street team.
Totally
was the shit. I was street teamed for everyone no one knew about until later.
I know. Yeah, when it was cool
because she knew all of the all the screamo bands and she's like, you probably haven't heard of them, but it was in a non-condescending way. Yet
it's all Double Kick Drum, non-stop. Exactly. Your heart does not stop pumping.
Well, so that's the thing. I only liked Avenged Sevenfold, and then I slowly, like, that was my gateway band to a band called God Forbid, who I just randomly found. I think I actually went to this, I think it was darklyrics.com. That was the website.
Darklyrics. And you're like, Casey, you're blowing my mind right now.
You're such a sunshiny guy that I'm, like, stoked on this, like, dark lyric path. Like,
I was into doom metal, you guys.
Right? No. Am into doom metal.
Yeah, Casey is currently in the metal.
This hasn't changed.
This
so,
is hilarious.
God forbid.
Bonnie's Googling
End
right
of
now.
The well, world.
Do it. I remember specifically early internet. I mean, like 2001, 2002 kind of thing. And So I just went to this with darklyrics.com. And then I was like, I'm just going to pick a band. So I just scrolled down and then just clicked on the G's and then just scrolled until I picked a random band. And it was God Forbid. And I was like, these guys rock. And I just listened to them for years. In fact, I got like...
Oh, and they're
like
from Jersey. So they're like metal.
Yeah. And you know what I realized? Like they are a band filled with people of color screaming. Yeah. And they're like the only metal band I think I've seen that has... I haven't even seen them live. What am I even saying? They like broke up before I ever got to see them live. Looking back, I was like, sweet. And then that, like, I learned that metal is such a white person thing. And mm-hmm. I remember years later, I'm like, wow, how did I randomly, like literally as random as possible, click on the one band that like was super unique, super good, and then also like bucked all the stereotypes of what the scene I was about to get into. Mm. And then I never got to see him live. It was the biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, your mom should have let you go.
Right? Well, I didn't even think about looking it up until the next band, number three of all this, and then I'll tell you what I dressed like, was Between the Buried and Me.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bands too.
Yeah.
They're so good. I'm going to see them live at the end of this month.
They're still a band?
Yeah.
Oh, they're still a band, and they've gotten nothing but better.
Bands broke up and got back together, too, in the meantime. Where I'm like, right?
That's what I did, and then I immediately started wearing, like, black skinny jeans, and I, like, the high school grow your hair out. Mm-hmm. And then, again, at Zoomies, I saw a guy wearing, like, a skinny shirt, and I had the opposite problem that I think Alex would say is that he was like, I'm a big person in terms of, like, he's 6'2". I'm always like this skinny person. I was just like, I'm a tiny little thing. And I saw this one kid at Zoomies wearing like a size small shirt. And I was like, hey, he's doing it. He's cool. He wears his Zoomies.
As long as you had a belt with lots of metal in it.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Showed your hips off, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I got a belt and it was pink and I wore a pink belt.
And then the undersized shirts that if you were like really rocking out with like hand in the air, like fist
show
in
a little
air,
tummy.
It's tiny little bit of torso shows.
Love it.
How long was your hair? Honestly, it probably got like, I don't know, maybe 2 inches or 3 inches. Like it wasn't long, like maybe 3 inches.
Did you wear eyeliner?
No, I didn't wear eyeliner. It wasn't like that.
That's unless crazy. I was doing theater. Did you wear eyeliner in secret?
Oh, I only did it when people were like, this is what people like you wear. And I was like, all right, put it on me. And I was like, this looks dumb.
That's what 100% every girl that had guy friends in that time were like, you like that band? They wear eyeliner. You should. I have eyeliner.
I think all girls have put guy liner on guys.
Yeah. Well, he went to Zoomies and not Hot Topic. That's
true.
The divide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's Hot Topic's the only place they had the t-shirts that I wanted, unless I could go to the shows, which I wasn't allowed to go to.
Mm. That sucks, man. I would have been the older girl woo-wooing in the very front with my bruised rib cage.
Yeah.
And I go home with like half a concussion because I got kicked in the head by people crowd surfing all the time. Mm-hmm. But totes worth it. Just bruises all over and just my clothes like ripped off my shoulders and was like, God, I'm so like, so metal.
I just liked catching a sweet wife beater tan at Warped Tour. And I liked my jeans were ripped just so. My hair was very straight. And I just liked the outdoor music. And I like to buy all the singles because I like to have the songs before other people.
That was the difference.
Outside
is that
stuff.
I could never have done that. Like I was definitely the metal show in the front. The very first band that I went to was Between the Buried and Me, but they were opening for the Black Dahlia Murder.
Oh gosh,
which is another super hardcore band.
Yeah,
and so I went to like Country Fest when I was like with my mom.
I did that in high school.
God, we were probably at the same show.
Dia Carter and Rascal Flatts. Oh, yeah. Were like a big one on one year.
Should Daisy?
Yeah,
I'll never forget it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Alex, you're a musician.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell me what your bands are in your fake music festival in your mind. Or were you just like at the festivals while Casey stared out his windows at his cold
So I'm listening to you guys talk about like going to concerts and stuff, and I'm like getting a little like anxious. And, like, because I am so not a concert goer. I am so not a festival goer. Far too afraid to go to a festival.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fun. You just bebop around. There's not a care in the world.
See, I would be the person to like call ahead and like ask them like the bathroom situation. And like,
oh, it's a whole line of portalettes.
Yeah,
but so unless you get you have friends on a tour bus, we both were like, no,
you can only pee on a tour bus. You cannot number two.
No, but
and then if you have the backstage passes,
right,
then you can go potty in the porta potties that like other people can't go to.
Right.
I
so
see.
You cut the population potties down to about 10% of what the crowd typically would do to them.
Yeah, that seems like Honey the way bucket to do it.
Yes.
That's the whole reason I made friends with bands was to have VIP access. So you were anxious.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that's a key word for
for you as a person. Is that
okay.
All right.
100%.
I wasn't picking up on this. I'm surprised.
I know.
Really?
Oh my
gosh.
You don't come off as audio like easy breezy. Anxious.
Yeah.
This is a startling revelation for me because I feel like everybody's thinking about it all the time. It's not that sad.
That's what anxiety does to you.
Yeah.
Everyone can see it. That's what I'm like when I get stoned around people I don't know is.
Oh, yeah.
Or I have to like go into a grocery store, like fluorescent lighting. I'm walking. I was like, I can't laugh at this funny thing. I just saw because people are going to know I'm high.
Yeah. Grocery shopping, man.
I think I need a little bit more anxiety in my life because I'm just kind of, I don't fucking care. And I think that's actually a polarized like other side of problems.
Okay.
Like, yeah, maybe I should be a little more anxious.
I don't know. I've come a long way. You know, I know this is not what the question was.
No, let's talk about your disorders. This is healing. This is therapy.
Unpack that shit.
No, but my ideal music listening situation in that part of my life at that time would have been like my Discman and some headphones and just laying on my bed with my eyes closed and I could like
see the sounds.
I can hear all the different parts like really well. And if you're at a concert, it's harder. It's like the bait. There's too much bass, you know, and I can't hear the lyrics that well. But if I'm listening to a studio album, it's like, oh, I can hear everything so precisely. And
music. Brain.
That's why I stopped going to shows for a while. Realistically, I got old enough to be like, I don't want people sweat on me anymore.
Right.
I just didn't want to deal with like drunk people. Just it got out of control where like the decorum of the show fell apart and people like forgot the rules and there was all these Hot Topic kids just running around kicking people in the head.
Right. That kind of show just seems more like a party than a show for the music to me, I think.
And that's kind of the mindset you have to go into it with.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a time and a place for that. If you're celebrating the band and you're like, you're on tour, this is fun, I know all the words. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to just live in your first apartment and sing at the top of your lungs, that's when I appreciate music.
Totally.
What were you listening to under set headphones?
Okay. So I had a similar pretty right turn transition as Casey between like middle school and freshman year and then between freshman year and sophomore year. So it would have been like, my first CD was the Harry Potter soundtrack.
Classic.
I love that journey for you.
I was raised. So I started playing music when I was like 6 or 7. And I was like classically trained in piano and cello.
Ugh.
I just listened to classical music almost exclusively and a little tiny bit of jazz at that time.
Our girl hearts just exploded.
Yeah. I'm looking at my piano like.
So dreamy.
Alex, you can play the piano over here. I don't know how to play. I have one. Lord. You can play it over here.
Come play it for me in my home.
It has acorns on it. It's a tree. Like, just play it.
It's made of wood.
Yeah, sure.
So you went from classical and then what was.
Well, the right turn was my friend Eddie Ponce.
That's a great name.
We moved. My family moved when I went into middle school, so I didn't know anybody going into school.
Yeah,
damn, that was us too.
It just happened that Eddie Ponce was like hugely cool and popular and like kind of latched on to me like a very sweet person.
Aww.
And he likes, you know, he knew I was like in the 3-person orchestra at our middle school. He gave me a CD and I was like so nervous to take it from him, and it was Weezer's Blue Album.
Oh,
I love Weezer so much. That's one of my one of my favorites.
One of your three in that
that time? Would be Pinkerton was my very favorite.
Oh, me too.
I was a huge Weezer fan. Yeah.
Yeah, Pinkerton's one of my favorite albums of all time.
It's so good.
And then just a slow descent into madness after that. Although I think Maladroit is okay. That's my hot take. So yeah, Blue Album blew my mind. And that wasn't meant to be a pun, but it blew my mind. And I listened to it so much that I scratched the CD so much that I had to go buy my own copy.
I think we've all done that with something though.
Yeah.
Who else is playing at this festival?
Okay.
Enya.
Yes.
There's no anxiety there.
Yanni.
I fucking love Enya. I was just kidding, but yes.
Yanni.
Yanni. Live at the Acropolis.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. I can see that album cover.
I have it somewhere. Nice. I got it as a gag gift for a White Elephant thing. So yeah.
That was on heavy rotation in my childhood home. My mother loved Yanni. I was also raised kind of Christian.
Yeah, the question mark on it. Same. See you.
Yes,
see you.
Right.
Sort of secular, sort of not.
Yes. The two heaviest hitters for me in high school as far as what I was listening to were Switchfoot.
Yes. I was hoping. I was doing Jesus Hands in my mind.
Bonnie's on the edge of the couch. She's like,
Switchfoot is one of the best Christian bands.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, but my other one's Reliant K.
Reliant K.
Yeah.
She just died.
Matthew Thiessen fed me pizza.
He did?
Pizza. He put it in my mouth and I ate it. I loved him so much. I had such a crush on them.
Yeah.
I love these guys that are fun, but then also it'd be like, a song about reindeer and then like a ballad about Jesus. And you're like, I love both of these things right now. I feel the feelings.
Yeah. And I had a band in high school that I sang and wrote for and played guitar. And so those, like, I basically, because I consumed almost exclusively Switchfoot and Reliant K, it was like a perfect mashup of the two, but way worse.
No, Finding Lenny was one of the best.
Oh, please.
That's your band's name? Finding Lenny. Shut your mouth. That's a great name.
That's a really good name for a band. And you were like, were you like full on front man?
Yeah, yeah.
You have anxiety.
Right.
But most singers do.
I was going to say, you'd rather be up there than at your show.
100%. Yeah. Actually, performing music is one of the only times I don't feel anxious.
Yeah.
You know, like leading up to it, I've got the nervous peas. You know, I'm like... I feel like I'm gonna die, and then you start playing, and you're like, oh yeah, I know how to do this, and then you feel really good.
And you feel electric when you're done, and you ride that high for a little while, but then the anxiety finds you somehow, and you're like,
yes,
oh shit.
See, Bonnie should have been a musician, is what she's saying.
No, I've seen it. Like, some of the most weirdly humble people that I've gotten to meet in my life are like anxiety riddled, don't know how to take a compliment, really uncomfortable giving autographs. Like in pictures, they always have like the same face of like, hey, like they don't think much of themselves, but then they get on stage and like that's where they're alive because it's the one place they can truly convey like what they feel inside.
Yeah.
And they connect so much with the music that it like lets them out.
Yeah.
Totally.
But then the music goes away and it like they go away again. They're like the quiet guy under the headphones on the bus being like, I just pictured can't be bothered.
Every musician or actor or writer that we know is the same.
It's the same. It's the extrovert part of it comes from the art.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my dreams. So I'm not a musician, but always in my dreams and like the dream scenario under my headphones in my kid bed where I'm like listening and being like, oh, I'm at the rock show in my mind. They would always like make eyes at me and be like, I remember you. Come on up and sing harmonies on the song you know every word to, and I would just blow everyone away.
Oh my God. this was a thing that Switchfoot and Reliant K both did. I mean, maybe it was like just a that era band thing, or maybe it's just a band thing where like at a show they would like bring somebody up from the crowd to play guitar or bass from a song.
Oh, and so you knew them all and you're like, I'm ready to fill in.
Yes, because I knew how to play every single song, and I have a good ear, so I think I could like flub it if I needed to.
Oh,
I would just, every show I went, my heart would race when they would like try to find somebody to come up. And then obviously they would pick somebody from the first few rows. And I was, you know.
That's why you got to cram up there.
Oh, man.
All the screaming girls. It's the weird daydream of just like, I don't want to be on this gross tour in a bus that smells like balls. And I don't want to have to deal with the whole, you know, like customs into
but
Canada.
But you want to harmonize on the stage.
But I just want my moment to shine, but not for the people. I want to shine just for the band. For the band. So they see the respect.
That is you want to impress my them. Nightmare. Because, that's your okay, no, that is like the fucking
best
nightmare.
Version of karaoke.
No. Oh, I hate it. So I love you, but I hate that would be
I love
my
you, but
nightmare.
I hate you.
I love you, but I hate that for me. So we have friends that play lots of music that have been in very successful bands, whatnot. My worst nightmare happened in a car with a bunch of band guys on the way to go to a thing. Everybody's having a good time. We pre-funked and drank at a house. We're having a good time. The designated driver is a singer of a band. We are all singing along with the radio.
And the radio cut out?
No. He fucking turned it down. And I was just really going for it. And I was the most embarrassed I've ever been in my life.
Oh.
And it's like a Natalie Imbruglia song. It was like something I was really, really going for. Was having a great time. Oh, no. And I was the one caught singing. And I was so embarrassed. I was horrified. Singer-songwriter girl. Ouch. That's my weakest moment. I got caught with my pants down basically in the car. It was really rough. And then they gave me shit about that. Like, oh, who's the singer of this? Not Shin. And I'm like, ouch. Cool. I'd like to just die in a fire now. That's
so
cool.
Mean.
That's great.
That's so bad.
Back we're going to play this or that. It's rapid fire answer. Yes. One or two questions.
Okay.
Shannon, start it off.
Okay. Popcorn or chips?
I think I would choose
chips.
Well, okay. Can I ask a follow-up?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What kind of popcorn? Is it like from the bag or is it like from a movie theater?
It's the tin of the three kinds and somehow they all mixed together.
Chips.
You pulled out the center divider.
He just like backed up.
Boom.
No.
I'm now popcorn if it's bad.
You guys are so different.
You guys make me sick.
Oh, tent or hammock?
Hammock.
I think tent. Yeah.
Bubbles or balloons?
Bubbles.
I think bubbles Fuck too. Balloons. Yeah. I don't want that plastic.
Fuck it. For the environment. Snow cone or elephant ear?
Oh, God.
Ooh, I'm going to go snow cone on that one.
Elephant ear over here.
Oh, wow.
Go for a hike or go for a swim?
Swim.
Hike. Definitely hike.
Seriously, you guys.
I want to end it with a swim.
It's like
though.
Apples and oranges. Drive-in movie or indoor theater?
Indoor theater.
I think I'd also go indoor theater. In fact, I don't think I've ever actually technically been to a drive-in. Like, I can't.
Oh, God, you're missing out.
Put it on your list. It's right. Really fun.
Duly noted.
Movie or book?
I'm a book.
A movie based on a book.
Ooh, it's cheating. Oh,
I'm a book.
I'm a book.
Lake or river?
River.
Ooh, yeah, definitely a river for me as well.
Moving water is good.
That's right.
Okay, now we're going to take like 5 seconds.
Yes.
Five seconds. We're going to compliment you guys really quick. We've been doing it throughout, but it's one of my favorite sections, Compliment City. Mm-hmm. And I will go first.
Yes.
Casey, you are smart, unabashedly full of energy. Your podcast with all of your facts is so amazing that you got Alex to come on board when he didn't give a fuck about trees and he keeps coming back. And that is like in its own way, like really powerful.
Week after week.
Week after week. Don't know why he does it. If he's like, if he didn't care, you made him care. And that's crazy. Mm-hmm. You just signed someone up for a job that they never wanted on their resume and they're down. So good on you.
I think it's a fair way to describe it.
You're fun. Like you are competitive at games. And I saw the spirit in you and I was like, he's our kind of people. Mm-hmm. And I think you're just a wonderful, passionate person. And I'm so glad that the world of ologies kind of funneled you into our camp and our homes and our ears. And I think you're so great.
Thank you.
And Alex, I just think you are so talented. And I would have never known you had any sort of anxiety or fear of the outside world at any point in your life. I think you're so fun. And the questions and the banter you have on the podcast, your guys' dynamic together, it keeps me coming back for more. It's why the people are rushing to you. Completely arbitrary. Everyone, go listen to it. These guys are dynamite. And your friendship in it is like so apparent and so fun. And I love that you guys have known each other for so long because it makes for such fun stories.
I will say Bonnie literally said all the things I was going to say. So this is the first time I don't really get to piggyback and like add a whole big rolling thing. She said all my shit already.
Yeah.
That really never happens. So you're getting the fastest roll of compliments. I will say, Alex, I appreciate your clumsiness as a giant also. I picture you as the clumsy secret anxiety giant. And then Casey is like the
gummy bear.
No, he's like the forest elf firecracker.
Yes.
And you guys, you both have different ADD moments, and I really appreciate that.
I like,
no, that's for sure.
If it's I so illustrated good. Them, it would be like Alex in a plaid shirt walking down a path, and he was like, "Oh, a mushroom!" And he bends down, and from behind the tree, Casey's like, "Let me tell you about that mushroom." And then they like
a spider.
They have like a weird like wheeling and dealing. I'm picturing it very like old timey. Like Alex has a cart. I don't.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yesteryear, days of yore.
Oh, olden they, now times. They're talking like this. See, when they're
not,
in the forest.
No, no, even oh, older.
Not like that. Okay.
Even older. Yeah. Like he that has like rum or mead in a satchel.
Oh, you know? Okay. Like with lots leather. Of mana.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're back to the mana.
We're going into it.
All right.
Okay. Tell everyone where they can please. Find you guys. Handles on social media. What you guys post on. Where can they froth at the mouth for more trees.
Gently stalk you in the forest.
You can find our podcast anywhere you would listen to podcasts or music. It's called Completely Arbitrary. That's ARBORTRARY.
So good.
This is just my spiel at the end of each episode. It's really easy for
do
me.
It to it.
You can really follow us on Instagram at Arbitrary Pod. We have a Patreon too that is like keeping the podcast going, and it's really fun.
Stickers.
Cone of the month.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a merch store up?
That is coming so soon.
Good.
Yes.
I'm excited for that. Our merch hearts get real big when we see merch.
Yeah.
Literally days that will be out online.
Give us the goods.
That's completelyarbitrary.com.
Yeah.
And we wish we could say what new merch we'll have, but we're still working out the bugs. We decided to try and do it ourselves. So it's a slow but sure process. So it's going to start with some stickers. We're going to get some patches and then t-shirts. And we also will at some point hopefully have coffee mugs and tote bags and other fun things as we learn and meet some new people. Because Alex and I really, mostly Alex, he's extraordinarily good at this part of the sort of whole show as a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Getting artists and people who are artistic and creative to add their creativity to things. And it's really great. We get all sorts of stuff, and he finds a new artist for the stickers all the time. New people to do this little thing and that little thing. It's just, he's a phenomenal artistic network.
It builds your community.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. It's all your people.
Yeah, well, Alex leads that. And so we're slowly but surely just building up a reservoir of things, because he's just constantly meeting and networking with these people.
I love it. And hopefully you'll have some Bonnie Dutch art. Mm-hmm. On some of your merchandise.
That's right.
I mean, to draw your cool faces.
I paint a mean Bob Ross tree if you ever interested.
Yeah, it's so. Like, I want to paint some trees for you.
I'm obviously interested. Do you use that flat brush that he uses?
I do, like, a fan
slash
brush.
It on the thing?
Yeah. I do. A happy little tree.
That's She's so good at it. Well, thank you guys so
Seriously.
Much.
Oh my
we
God.
Adore thank you. You. And I feel so like fun. We could talk all night, but we will let you go to meals.
Thank you so much. This was such a blast, though.
You guys are very, very fun.
Likewise. Thanks.
You guys are the best. Thanks so much.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so
Bye.
Much for having us. Goodbye, you two. We love you so. Thanks for having us.
Oh, truly. Yeah.
If you guys had a great time and you want to tune in for more fun on the interweb, Shannon, where can they follow for fun?
Ooh. So you could find some super fun times. You Are That on Facebook, and then there's a group
and a page.
Yeah.
So you just like the page,
right?
And you get updates.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to be interactive, you join the group. Also, we have an Instagram and a Twitter. They're both under the same name of No, You Are That.
Don't forget the no.
It's a rebuttal.
Mm-hmm. You could also support us with likes, rates, reviews, wherever your platform is. Monetarily, you could support us with just a few doll hairs, like as little as one doll hair a month at patreon.com/youarethat.
Got more videos and games coming your way.
It's
from our stupid faces.
Yeah, you get to see our dumb faces.
Right. If you like our stupid faces, tune in on Patreon.
Yeah.
For more stupidity.
Yeah.
We also have a merch store at youarethatmerch.com where you can get merch. We love you so much. Thank you for your support.
You.
We see you.
We love you. Can we curse on this podcast?
Hell fucking yeah.
If you don't, I'll be a okay. little mad.
You don't curse at yours at all. You guys are wholesome as fuck.
Oh, no.
No, see, this is something that I'm trying to curb a little bit because I don't want this squeaky clean image we have.
Okay.
I think you guys are the bad boys of the forest. Oh, I'll be honest. Yes.
Wow. Casey, you hear that?
Okay, this is what we need. Yeah, because Alex is constantly like, let's make more dick jokes. And I'm like, Alex, let's not do the dick jokes.
Why not? What do you got against dick jokes? I'm into it.
Yeah, you know, it's a demographic. We're trying to catch everybody. So you have to like get them in slowly and then start throwing the dick jokes out when everyone's comfortable. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's with consent.
Exactly. It's with consent, but also just a little bit of foreplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you burn out on dick jokes, you guys, remember there's always balls.
Right. True. Or buttholes.
That's right.
Like, there's all kinds of stuff.
There's always balls.
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
That's too, you are just too much. I can't handle that.